the city of Angoon held three-year preliminary permits to study hydro potential at Ruth Lake and Scenery Lake. Those two mountaintop lakes are on the mainland about 15 miles northeast of Petersburg. Angoon's permits expired in September and October. The community of more than 400 people is on Admiralty Island about 70 miles from those sites. Former Mayor Albert Howard applied for those permits in 2009, hoping to sell the electricity to Petersburg, Wrangell, Ketchikan, and eventually Cake to help offset the cost of expensive diesel power in Angoon. The community's new mayor, Richard George, says he never supported his city applying for those permits and has no interest in applying for the projects again.
It's in another area, close to another community, and I think that should be honored. We have our own project on the table, shelf, so to speak, there, and I've always tried to put that into being rather than pick up another project for profit, you know, and that I don't agree with. I never did.
Angoon's Village Native Corporation Kootsnuwu has been working to develop that hydro plant on Thayer Creek near that community. And Angoon had competition for the Ruth Lake permit. Both Petersburg and Wrangell also applied. That prompted the first of its kind in the nation random drawing that awarded the permit to Angoon. A preliminary permit does not give anyone a license to build a project. However, it does give the permit holder temporary but exclusive rights to apply for the license. With those two permits lapsing, Petersburg's new mayor, Mark Jensen, says he thinks it makes sense to look into the projects again, especially with plans to build a transmission line from Petersburg to Cake.
And, you know, if we hook Cake up in, you know, 3 years from now or whatever it is, hopefully it's, you know, at least that soon. But, you know, we're pushing up against our limits in the wintertime already. So, you know, they're not going to draw much, I don't think, but. You know, we're going to need some excess power, some more hydro available to us.
That power line connection to Cake is under environmental review and would help bring a cheaper hydroelectric power to the community on Kuprinoff Island. Petersburg sent a letter in November to the governor supporting Cake's request for funding of that line. Jensen says he thinks it's a good time to have the discussion among Southeast communities about the potential for new projects. Petersburg spent over 2 years and $244,000 in paperwork and attorney fees seeking the permit for Ruth Lake as a second power source. Officials said a project in Thomas Bay could end the need for backup diesel generators and would help with an increasing demand from electrical heaters in the wintertime. Don McConaughey is newly elected mayor in Wrangell, although he's served as that community's mayor before. He, too, thinks the Thomas Bay projects may be worth a second look.
From Wrangell's standpoint, to look at them in the future, yes, possibly, but I think the future is just exactly that. It's a little ways away, and if we're going to look at something like that, I would like to do it as a team effort between Wrangell and Petersburg, and we look at it together in order to get a good perspective from both communities, because it was quite contentious in the last go-around.
Meanwhile, another preliminary permit application for Thomas Bay is still pending before the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. The private company Hydro Development LLC applied for a permit at a third site. That's at Swan Lake and Cascade Creek, also in Thomas Bay. Earlier this year, the Federal Commission denied a third permit on that project to another Bellingham, Washington company, Cascade Creek. The commission in November sought information from the new applicant seeking any business affiliations between the two companies. And in another twist, the Canadian-based corporation that owns Cascade Creek last month announced its plans to abandon that project following their permit denial. Alaska Hydro Corporation in a press release reported spending more than $2.7 million on work to prepare a license application. Company officials decided they were not likely to get control of the hydro site in light of the permit denial and a subsequent denial for a rehearing. Alaska Hydro hopes to sell the company Cascade Creek and its assets. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.